T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Drodo and Dibs. Turn the game on, pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Drodo and Dibs. Turn the game
on. Turn it on, y'all.
Welcome to the championship rounds of Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. It is great to have you with us on this Friday. Thank you for your continued support of this program. Tim Roy is going to join us at 9:35. And a reminder that Warriors playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by our friends at Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Not going to lie, it's getting hot in here. During the break, Lowe had a nice business opportunity arrive. Dibs not happy for Lowe, so they've been fighting each other over whether or not Dibs should be happy for Lowe's potential success, and or whether he should not even have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because apparently you were just trying to handle your business, and this information was forced upon you.
Yes, it was. So normally at 9 o'clock, what I like to do, you know, we don't take a lot of breaks on this program. When we get a moment, usually you either step to the restroom or you get your coffee, whatever. 9:02, I like to talk to Steiny and Guru and the great John Curley. Hey, my man. How you doing, my man? And you know, you get a quick, how you doing? And we talk about what we are going to discuss, what they're going to discuss, etc. Lo Neal following me, cornering me, pointing his phone at me and trying to show me some cockamamie thing about something I don't care about. And it's just annoying. It's rude. It's borderline bullying. And I may have to make this an HR case because I can't even enjoy my free time. My man, how you doing, my man? With John Curley and company, because this guy's following me around.
Now, if you'd like to retort, I would have one question as a follow-up. I find the business opportunity very interesting. I'm not going to air your business out on air, but I think it's very interesting, very compelling. But also the idea that if you were to have some success to try to rub it in other people's faces, that doesn't seem very godly. Zach Godley?
No. But
Godley and Cream.
Me and Dibs have been talking about this for a while.
God, Sham God. So that's three.
Yes.
And then God, so we have Mount Godmore.
Dang, he's got to be on there at least twice. The big fella.
Well, he created it so that it could be others.
Right.
God's creation of Mount Godmore.
That'd be very godly of him to take himself off Mount
Godly,
Godmore.
God, Sham God.
Godly and Cream, one-hit wonder from 1987.
Oh, my God. I love
the song was called Cry. Look it up, people.
Well, we're feeling good because the Warriors won by 27 last night. That's a cover. That's a first quarter cover. That's a first half cover. That's a game cover. That's a blowout win to restore order and balance to the Western Conference of the NBA. Gone are the takes that Patrick Beverley's in Kevin Durant's head, and I think that's the biggest takeaway for everyone from last night's game. Steve Kerr clearly in an attempt to motivate Kevin Durant, talk to the media. Yeah, I'd like to see him take 20 shots a game. He's the best player in the world. Yeah, I don't mind if he takes 30 shots a game. Then they go to KD. Well, I'm not just going to jack up 20. That's not how the game is played. And we all, ooh, what's going on? Is there disagreement, trouble in paradise? Now it just kind of seems like a coach who knows how to motivate a star player and the star player responding to the motivation, and boom, you get the result you got last night, which was an incredible performance.
Yeah, and it was 5 of 5 in the first quarter, and the first trip down the floor, you go to KD, and the second trip down the floor, you go to KD, and he asserts himself. He wasn't getting rid of the ball and letting other people get involved. He was taking the initiative offensively to attack, and Draymond Green said that he was in kill mode, and that's what it looked like from the start. And Steph and Clay, they didn't have to really do that much offensively because you could tell from the start it was going to be KD's night.
Here's Draymond Green. Do we have that audio? Let's fire that. We haven't played it yet on KD last night's game.
He came out super aggressive and then kill mode. You know, that was all the difference for us. And, you know, we took control of the game right there in the first quarter and never lost control of it.
Is this the ideal game plan for them? You come out, you run the offense through Durant. Durant gets super aggressive, and either A, he's red hot, you continue with the plan, or B, maybe he stumbles a little bit and you adjust. But is this ultimately the way this team wants to play basketball?
No question, Joe. And here's what people have to realize, too. Even when they lost that game, think about what they were doing to that team in the first half. They were up by friggin' 20-something, went up to as much as 31. What was the biggest thing? It wasn't necessarily scoring. It was their defense. And that's what you have to realize. Kevin Durant, everyone said, well, it's Kevin Durant, the second game, and oh, they lost this game. It wasn't Kevin's fault that they lost. Now they look, and so what did we do? We ran to this box and say, oh, he shot seven, only eight times. Oh, my God, he didn't, wasn't a fit, didn't shoot the ball enough. They were still up by 31. So it had nothing to do with it. It was about the defense. And when they're playing great defense last night, that defense was, they blocked shots, eight blocked shots. It wasn't just by one guy. Dibs alluded to it. You said five?
11
guys.
Blocks by eight guys.
Eight guys. 11 blocks, eight guys.
It's diversity.
That's diversity. And that just tells you the defense came to play. And so when Kevin has, 30-some points, yeah, it looks great. Oh, he scored. He did his thing. Is everything okay? Man, but even KD didn't even have to have that type of performance when they're playing great defense. KD said, okay, I'll answer everyone. I'll go out. I'll be aggressive. I'll do all the stuff that everyone wants me to do. But our team is still good enough to beat everyone because we're still that good if we play defense. And that was the big point to me as well as Kevin Durant's unbelievable night. When you play great defense and you have a team and you're just scoring, but you're getting turnovers, you're getting blocks, you're getting fast breaks, you're getting fast break opportunities because you're playing great defense, you usually win ball games.
It's the way that they were playing from an emotional standpoint and an attitude standpoint. Yeah. They were playing with that joy. And I know that I thought we moved off of joy was Kevin Durant's quote from about 6 weeks ago. But when they play with that sort of joy, and you're right, Lo, it starts on the defensive end when you've got everybody contributing steals, block shots, deflections, help defense, and you get out and you see KD being so assertive. And Draymond said he was in kill mode. And when he gets into kill mode, you can see the joy from other players. Klay Thompson with a backdoor cut and a dunk, and he runs over and they do the body bump in the air. KD's having fun with Klay. KD's loving playing with Bogut, even though they've only played together a few times now. You can see that they're starting to be on the same page. And it all really starts with KD. When he plays with that energy and he plays with that joy on both ends of the floor, it's like a weight's lifted off this entire team because they know they can go out then and dominate.
From the 408 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, hey guys, can I get a shout out to the local 104 sheet metal workers? We have the day off and I find myself streaming you guys like always. Goes to show how low I am. Low, capital L-O-W. Very
nice. I like
nice.
You, buddy.
Shout Great. It out, baby. Thank you for listening to the program. We greatly appreciate it.
We do.
The billions. Anytime the billions want to weigh in, we could shout you out here and there. Birthdays, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, huge business opportunities.
Yeah.
No business opportunities because you got to hear about this business opportunity. We shout it all
and
out.
And I told
we
him, shout it all you out. Know what the thing about it? Yeah, I was rubbing his face, but I was going to bless him. I told him
there
that.
You
I
were.
Said, yeah.
There you were. And I would have done what he did, too. I would have put you on pay no mind.
Did I, have I told you if this thing works, I'm going to bless you?
You have said that. And what did I say to you when you said that? What did I say to you when you said that?
Man, when I'm making some money, he just...
I don't want...
Put it because you put it in everyone's face. And that's not what the good book says.
You know what it is, Lo? It's like when you come up to somebody that you know you're bigger than, you know you're tougher than, you know you're better than them. And you come up, and you know what you do? You just pat them on the head. You give them that little... You
Joe,
give him that little pat on the head.
Joe, don't do that. Joe,
no, he, pat on the head.
He can't help it. The only thing I have over you is I'm about a million times funnier. But everything else, you're better, you're richer, you're stronger, all those other things, more successful. So you come over during the break. I'm trying to hang out and give back to the 10 to noon show. Hey, how you doing, my man? I'm trying to hang out with John.
Why you got to take a shot at the producer
you.
Of that show?
I love John Curley.
People you can make fun of. Why you got to go after
thank
the young
Because nice look at nice guy.
You don't like him making
thank
fun
you.
Of you, and now you go and make fun of him.
So you know what I do?
Don't pass it down.
I go in there, and I pat John Curley on the head, just like he's patting me on the head. It's trickle-down patonomics. So yeah, go ahead and keep your great business opportunity yourself. I don't want your charity. I will take your first-class ticket, though, to Europe if that comes up down the road. But... My man,
are you
I like
in,
John
are you
Curley.
On that? Are
no,
you on that?
I'm not yet ready to decide.
For those, okay, let's bring it up real
please,
quick just to
bring
the people in. We were arguing the Niners schedule yesterday. Notice I didn't say breaking it down. We were arguing
right.
it. And we got to a point where Dib said he saw them at 5-11. They're not better than a 5-win team.
Right.
And Lowe said that's not going to happen. They're definitely going to win more than 5 games. And he said if you want to take the bet and they win 5 or fewer, Lowe will buy Dib's 1 first-class round-trip ticket to Europe. Now,
so
Dibs
funny.
Had the option to take 2 coach. He declined. He stuck with the 1 first-class trip.
Chanda.
But the flip side of that is if the Niners win six or more, it's another foot rub.
Return of the foot.
It's return of agony.
Return of the feet.
Mark Morrison.
So the opportunity is out there. Dibs is what's the best way to phrase it? Just patiently working through the process?
I'm cogitating, or as you would say, I'm marinating. I'm letting it marinate.
Let it sizzle a little bit.
Until after the draft?
You were thinking a little bit too.
Yeah, let's get to the draft. Let's get to, you know, through the OTAs. Let's get closer to camp because Jimmy G may come back and
let's get 2 months into the season and see where things are at.
No.
Maybe come November.
What's up, game number four?
Joe, why don't you?
I resent that because I have shown a certain amount of courage in making these wagers previously. I'll refer you to the Labor Day debacle of the Cleveland Browns bet. So
you were standing when that happened.
For you to try to.
I remember sitting there.
I was standing and he was sitting, and that's how the whole thing happened.
Each other. That was a preview of the 49ers season, and
yes.
We were screaming about the Browns with Damon sitting there looking at us, going, "Why am I here?"
Right, right. That was our Labor Day show.
And most of the times this happened because you call me out and you put me in a tough or you start, "Oh, this is going to happen." I'm like, "Okay, I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll try to do that." And that's what I did. And then you said, "Well, that's a whole season." And then Joe, I gave him another one, and you know that bet, put it out there. He said they're going to be only have one win in the first 7 weeks, and I had to give you another opportunity to get $500.
Right. And again, this is April, right? You understand that the football season doesn't start until September. I know the schedule just came out, but
one thing I'd say for you is, are you afraid at all that he will pull that deal from the table? That was a $7,000 ticket in exchange for a 10-minute foot rub.
First of all, it was 15.
Fine, 15 minutes. I was surprised that you left it on the table once you found out how much it was going to cost.
Seven grand.
It was tough, but you know what?
Did you find one that was 14 grand?
Yeah, and the one I saw, I believe it was British Airways, fully reclining seats.
Can't
get
go
me
over
a
seven.
Bed.
Can't go over seven. What the number?
No, the other one, okay. Believe me, some of these flights, it's like, how could it be 14
grand? You get your
grand?
Own little, like, hotel room in there.
Yes, you get your own plane. Coach, you're the only one on the thing.
Wow.
It's a 747, you're the only one on the plane.
But seven, that's a good ticket. That's a beautiful first class. You get to eat, you get to drink.
You'd be so drunk.
So all, you
so
get
drunk.
You
that thing
want.
Would land into going to throw you
right.
off.
Oh, man.
It's a buffet on first class. It's a buffet. You can eat whatever you want.
See, he knows.
All day.
He's been there. He's
1%. See, and again, this is just like you rubbing
on,
your...
You haven't been?
You know, this is like you pat me on the head yet again. When you've
thanks,
flown Top first Bro. Class, but thank you, Top Rope, as
You're
much
welcome.
As I have, this is, I mean, just another example of you making me feel just bad about myself. Doesn't feel safe in here,
I've
Joe.
I've never flown first class.
Me neither. My sister's a flight attendant.
I flew private once, though.
Yeah.
I flew private one time. To a Raiders game, believe it or not.
Private.
Wow.
From Las Vegas. It was the year 2005 going into 2006 because it was New Year's. I was with a bunch of people in Vegas. We had been there 2-3 days. We took a private jet from Vegas to Oakland, landed, went to the Raiders-Giants game that afternoon. I believe it was week 17, final game of the year. Jumped back on the flight, went down to Vegas. Got showered up, went to the clubs for New
That's
Year's Eve.
Gangster.
That is
I was a hanger-on.
That's gangster.
Let me make it clear,
bro.
I was a hanger-on. This is way back
That's,
in the day.
It's like one of those 8 or 10 seat planes, one of the small little private jets.
I think it was 10 or 12 that we fit, that fit into it. And I remember we came up, and it's a rough season for the Raiders, so there weren't a lot of people there. Tiki Barber had like a 94-yard touchdown run on a sweep. He just got around the corner and went the distance. That's what I remember about that game. Everyone was so...
Did you make any money? That's the question.
I wasn't betting on that game. Oh. I had gone... This is the hardest I ever went on any Vegas trip in my life. There are two Vegas trips that rank on the Rushmore for going way too hard. This was one of them. We were on the way back, just a mess. One of the guys was so messed up, he was screaming that the pilots were taking us to Mexico, that we had overshot Vegas. He was looking out the window. He goes, "That's Scottsdale. I know that's Scottsdale. They're taking us to Vegas. Someone has to go up there." And everyone's like, "Whoa, this is like 4 or 5 years after 9/11. So it's like, no, just be quiet. We're on a plane. It's not Scottsdale. What are you talking about?" And he lost his mind.
So everyone's getting all nervous to think.
He's known as the village idiot. Yeah, so you also realize nothing's going to come of this. But at the same time, it's like, all right, come on. We're all trying to go back and enjoy our evening.
Right.
We don't need you throwing these hypotheticals like the guys. Yeah, they're flying us to Mexico. For what? We're going to Mexico for what? These are private jet pilots.
Pilots. I got you.
They got nothing to gain.
December 31st, 2005.
Yeah, that was the year, right?
Yes.
Do you have the game up?
I just Googled Tiki Barber 94-yard TD run.
Was it 94 yards exactly?
I'm afraid it was 95, Joe. 95. I almost had him cue up the funeral music, but that might be nitpicking.
You got to go funeral. You got to go funeral there. I did say 94.
Seriously, nice. Almost 14 years ago, wow, and you were able to pull that. Like, that's impressive.
Got it in. Really got it in that trip. I got a seat. Fun fact, I got a seat on that flight because one of the individuals was in jail from being too drunk the night before. So that individual could not make it because it was the weekend, and you can't get let out of jail the next day if it's the weekend. So seat opened up on the flight, and I slid right in.
Good.
Talk about opportunity.
You.
His three-night jail stint was my private flight gain.
Tiki went for 203 on 28 totes, and his MVP candidacy was bolstered.
What was the final of that game?
Let me check the game score here. Shout out to New York Times for my last free article this month. I'm going to have to wait till May to... before I go back.
How are you not just on Pro Football Reference?
Just because, you Google it and then different things pop up. And then
you Google Pro Football Reference.
You Google the thing and then you see all of the variety of things that pop up. And you
yet
see
you
the,
don't have something good because you don't even have the score.
Joe LaPointe with the game story. He buried the lead.
Joe LaPointe.
30-21 Giants.
Wow, the Raiders really hung in there. Pay the over, I guess. I don't know how we got sidetracked on that whole thing. But yeah, a bunch of shout-outs. People wanted to get shout-outs on the Chilling Out of Body text line, so we got them. There was the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 1245. Round of applause, I guess, or
yeah,
whatever sound
absolutely.
Effect we play. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
I believe there were some birthdays in here as well. Can I get a shout-out to all the Menlo Park Center UPS drivers? We out here listening to the great Joe. Getting everyone there. Oh, wow, you didn't actually mention the other guy's names. That's my oversight.
Yeah, the round of applause gets eradicated.
Thank you.
He does mention Joe Lowendibs. I was just kidding. Joe Lowendibs.
Well, he said Doolittle.
Yeah, he said Joe Low and Doolittle, so you can't take the applause back.
That's fine. Add it to the list. It all goes back to the great Aeneas Williams with Joe Lewis and Gibbs.
Yeah.
It's the local UPS drivers patting you on the head.
Yeah, exactly. Much like Low Neal.
Wow. That's just not right. Here.
On spring break in Maui, still streaming Joe Lowendibs. Ah. Aloha with the uptick. Very
Aloha.
Nice. Happy 19th birthday to Adrian and the 831. Best show on the radio from the 510. Well, yeah, we don't even need to. We already know that. Don't waste your time with that text. I mean, we already know. All right. Shout out to all the garbage men in Fremont Republic Services. I'll
appreciate
take a shout out. Today is my birthday, Josh from the 925. Shout out.
Happy birthday, Josh.
This is what you call filling time.
Shout outs. Some big time shout outs there across the bay.
Shout it out right up until 9:53.
Well, I tell you what, the Clippers.
I got a Giants bet. I got to make it something.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
9:45. Reza, if you're listening, we know you hit that parlay yesterday. Call back. I might apologize for kicking you off. I haven't decided yet.
Do it,
we will
Joe.
Let you on to make another pick.
Apologize.
It's good karma. Hey, it's just karma.
Joe.
It's good karma.
It's good karma.
I don't believe
just apologize.
In karma. So, you know what? You worry about karma. And
I
you know
do.
What?
What, Joe?
You go ahead and figure out your little business opportunities. I don't need you getting involved in my business.
Well, let's fill in time. I think that one team seems like they're filling some time. I think this series is over, and that's the Clippers. I think this.
Wow, whoa! What a great transition back.
Muted. Quite muted.
What's the rest of the take?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it. No. Headset back on. You started
no.
this. If you don't like the thunder.
I mean, was that thunder? I came
move
in.
Move to an area that doesn't get storms.
You can't pray for rain and then complain about the mud. A wise man always told me that. And now you're complaining about the mud and it didn't even rain. Ground is dry. Please continue.
It was just interesting. Joe alluded to, he was like, hey, this is what you call filling some time.
Oh, yeah.
And all I did was say, you know what? There seems like there's been a team that has looked like it seems appearing that they're filling time. And that's the Clippers. Because what is going on with the Warriors getting back on track last night? This seems like to be a foregone conclusion about the Clippers filling time.
Worst. Stop.
The uptick.
Stop
the uptick really
just because there's an uptick doesn't mean the garbage that came before it suddenly was worthy of coming back into the house.
Text line 555. Let them know. That was a good one. I tied it in. Just nice. They're filling time. This series is over.
All you basically said was, hey, I'm going to bring it back on track by saying the Clippers aren't going to win the series.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with that?
Get it into now. No, we can get now
the Clippers really do have a shot. If they win game four in Los Angeles, it will be a pivotal game five at Oracle. Stranger things have happened.
Are you getting me?
There
the
are
other
no
day,
such
you guys
things
are
as short things in professional sports.
When these two teams meet, you can throw the records out. They
yes,
don't.
Yes.
These two teams don't like each other. Go ahead, Lo, please.
No.
Yesterday.
You guys were all, it was a different tune, different story about so many different things.
Nobody said yesterday that the Clippers had a chance to win the series or that they had a chance to win game three. We have never once said that, oh, I'll tell you what, the series doesn't start until the road team wins a game, and this series is now underway.
Also, what does that even mean that the Clippers are filling time? What does that mean? They're filling time. Technically, aren't we all just filling time? Isn't there time and we're a part of it, therefore we're all filling time?
Oh, Joseph.
So literally it's the most obvious take in the history of
takes. We're not going to get caught up on semantics. It's the semantics of this whole situation.
I'll get caught up in semantics.
And talk about, say, oh, are they filling time? Yes, because the inevitable is coming. When you look at certain series and you say, wow, this is going to be a good series. Right now, you'll see the way they're getting motorboated. Lost by 17, we're losing by 31. They end up getting lucky and coming back. And last night, another time, they were down by 30. They're filling time from an edible that's, right. You know, what's coming up. I think what's going to happen. All that's right.
Pipe down. We got more shout outs.
Do it.
Shout
out. Shout out, Coach Jamal. And much love to you three and Lo. Would love to hang out with you guys and chop it up. Coach Jamal. Thank you, Coach Jamal. Shout out to all the chicken milk farmers in Fresno. That's from the 510. Can we get a shout out for the Bay Area's national holiday, 420? Yeah, absolutely. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Thank God that's happening on a weekend this year. Just so annoying during the week, all the 420 stories, all the 420 activity. It's on Mount Amateur Hour more. New Year's Eve, Halloween, these are all the amateur days.
Here comes old man yelling at Weed Cloud.
Just act like you've had a puff or two before. You don't have to wait till the 20th of April. That's where the rookies come out.
Why is Halloween an amateur day?
Because that's where all the grown-ups get all dressed up and have their cockamamie parties.
It's great.
If you're a partier, you party 365, girl. You don't wait till Halloween dress up. Come on, people.
Van Wilder over here.
You wait and see me at 9:55. I'm going to be tearing it up, coach.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Joe Lowendibs. Turn the game on, bump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Joe Lowendibs. Turn the game on.
Who is that singing the Joe Lowendibs? Is that not Key?
Pretty sure it's not Key. Yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that in forever.
Awesome.
Joe Lewis and Gibbs.
Shout out Aeneas Williams, who might have had it wrong when he called us Joe Lewis and Gibbs.
That sounded pretty good.
That's actually very good.
Talk about a throwback.
Wow. All right. We got a lot to get to. Chaos over at Raiders headquarters. We got to talk about that in about 15 minutes. We got Bet162 coming up. Reza, if you're listening, you hit your parlay yesterday. We want to bring you back on the show to make another pick for the Giants-Pirates game tonight. And a bit of breaking news. The NBA is rescinding the technical fouls that were issued in last night's game. So Kevin Durant is back to two. Job well done. Understand your officiating was poor to below poor. And make the adjustment. Tibbs, you have to agree with this.
Just the one call. I'm not going to characterize the entire night as being poorly officiated. I'll ask our next guest that very question, and he can opine. He was actually there.
Tim Roy is brought to you by Mancini's. Simply the best night's sleep. Tim Roy with us here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, what do you say? The officiating last night. Below average, wouldn't you say?
It was... They officiated to the letter of the law, and I don't think that's what you want to see with playoff basketball. There were a lot of really borderline grabbing and holding calls that they called legal screens. It's almost like they had just looked at a video of it and was fresh in their mind, and every time they saw it, bang, they called that. So it was a little... I thought they blew the whistle a little too much for a playoff game, but to me, the one area where I thought they missed it was, I think they were really sensitive to the Patrick Beverley, Kevin Durant equation. And so for that, I think they were kind of on edge, you know, waiting to see, you know, who's gonna, you know, get on somebody's nerves and who's gonna yell at somebody else. And so I think that's what led to the double technical. I think they were just really looking to keep a firm grip on the game, but I think they kind of grabbed it a little too hard. There was no reason for that technical. And Jason Phillips, I think, is one of our best officials, and he's the one that made that call, which really surprised me, because it was two guys just talking to each other, not in an angry fashion. They were basically, you know, probably you know, talking about whatever, and hey, I don't want you to do that, or you can't do that to me, and that kind of thing. And it was not even heated discussion, but they were talking to each other in a competitive way, and bang, it's a double technical. I just didn't get it. And I'm really happy they rescinded it, because that, again, by doing that, that shows me that, okay, yeah, hey, you know what? We didn't get that one right, but we're going to fix that. And then that's really all you can ask.
Tim, I know it's different officials for every game, but how much do they keep an eye on the machinations of a particular series and in their pregame meetings? How much do they go over points of emphasis and really talk about such things as what you're talking about, you know, enforcing the Beverly KD and also enforcing the screen action more tightly?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if they get videos. They review videos all the time. They're always, you know, working on their laptops looking at videos. So I'm pretty sure they'll get all the key calls, like of last night's games. Every referee that's working the playoffs, maybe even every referee in the league, is getting a video sent to them today. Here are some of the things. Here's a couple calls, you know, you should be aware of from last night. Here's how it was whistled. Here's how it should be whistled. And so they're doing that all the time. As far as the, you know, the public stuff with the hue and the cry and the developments in a particular series, they're human. They're going to see that stuff. They're going to read stuff. They're going to, you know, I'm pretty sure the guys who worked game two saw Doc Rivers' comments where he said, you know, hey, game one, it wasn't right. And so the human element in this is something, you know, even someone who works a lot of games like me, yeah, you got to remind yourself of that they are human. They are going to make a mistake once in a while. It's never going to be perfect.
Tim, how much of it does to serve? Did it's that technical by and getting those two texts, was that meant to serve its purpose and did it for the time? Was it not meant to say, let's get this game under control, let's stop the talking? Does it affect these officials moving forward, meaning that they knew that it might have been rescinded? Does the league frown, or was that just an in-a-game situation? Two guys going at it. Yeah, it shouldn't have been called, but what was the purpose and the intent? Did it serve its purpose?
Absolutely, absolutely. But the thing I wish we would get back to as a league, and this is, you know, no reflection on Jason Phillips or any of the other officials, is that all Jason Phillips had to do was, okay, that's enough, guys. That's all I got. We're done here. Let's move on. Okay. You don't want me to hand you guys anything. You know, you don't want me to tee you up, right? So let's move on. And then if KD says, hey, we're just talking to Jason Phillips, could say, okay, let's go, let's play. And so, you know, in the old days, that's what they would do. They'd walk in and say, hey, shut up, let's go. You know, game on, let's go, play. And so, but now we don't do that as much, and we hand out double technicals as a way of doing that. And to me, I think also by having that interaction, by having Jason Phillips going over to those guys and say, hey, guys, come on. You know, you don't want me to have to do anything stupid or drastic here, right? Let's play. And then I think it kind of creates a better dialogue between the official and the player, because then the player sees, hey, the official doesn't want to tee me up. He's not, you know, he's trying to help me out here, and he's just saying, hey, come on, focus, let's go. And I think that creates a better dynamic between the player and the official, where the official says, hey, look, I'm trying to help you out here. You know, I'm trying to, this guy's going to be quiet and keep playing. And so I think in the old days, there was a little bit better dynamic between the players and the officials because there was that kind of interaction.
Tim Roy joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin Durant erupts last night after Steve Kerr talks about how he'd like to see him take more shots. Clearly the team was trying to push him into this role. He responded admirably with a huge night. Is this going to kind of be the game plan going forward? Make Durant the focal point of the offense, and if it works, great, and if it doesn't, adjust on the fly?
No, I just think that last night, you know, he had to come out and settle, you know, the tone early, and he was locked in. You know, he was on point. But I think that this is going to change game to game because, you know, with the Warriors, if Klay Thompson comes out in his first three shots, well, that's where you're going. You're going to find Klay Thompson. If Steph Curry comes out and hits his first three or four shots, that's where you're going to go with the ball. Last night it was KD. But I think if Curry's on fire, KD has no problem, you know, finding him and getting him the ball. So, but I think last night it was important for Kevin Durant, I think, to make that kind of a statement to say, hey, you know, like he said before the game, the day before the game, I'm Kevin Durant, and that's who he is. And so, I think he was just reminding people, two games doesn't define my career.
Lost in all of the KD chatter and the technical fouls and the rescinding of such technicals as well as Andrew Bogut, Tim, what do you make of just how great he's looked in this small sample size? Is this surpassing even what your wildest expectations would have been for Bogut?
You know, it's funny because now with the injury to DeMarcus Cousins, that might be the most important move the Warriors have made in a couple of years, is just getting Andrew Bogut for insurance. You know, the insurance was just in case, and now just in case is here, and he's seamless. You know, the offense is a little bit different, but it's similar, and he knows how to play that offense, and he knows how to distribute and set screens, and he's in tremendous shape, and he looks like he's got that love of the game back that maybe got a little lost because of what happened to him after the Warriors with, what happened to him with the Lakers and, them telling him one thing and then waving him, a few days later, kind of left a bitter taste in his mouth for the NBA. But now I think he's got that joy of playing back, and he's been remarkable. He was really good last night. And again, you watch a game with Andrew Bogut, and it happens a couple times a game. You'll see a guy, and he beats his man off the dribble. He turns to go down the paint, and there's Bogut. And then all of a sudden he says, I ain't going there. And he kind of veers off to the side, or he changes his mind, throws the ball back out. It's he changes hearts and minds, as I like to say, that when people get into the paint. And it's a great defensive deterrent.
He's the voice of the Golden State Warriors, the great Tim Roy, joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for jumping on. Enjoy Los Angeles. Look forward to having you back in the Bay.
It's going to be great to get back to the Bay. It should be a fun game on Sunday, 12 o'clock with a pregame show. Have your Easter brunch with us, Warriors and Clippers. And Lo, when's your mock draft coming out? I want to read that.
Absolutely. Next week I'll have it dialed up for you, Tim. You're the best.
All right, man.
Are you going to do a mock draft?
Tuesday or Wednesday? What day should we expect it?
We seem to not have a lot of success trying to get people to do mock drafts around here. Infamously, Ratto last year, in your stead, refused.
Boy.
We tried so hard to get Ray to do a mock draft. We didn't even need the full one. We just wanted the top 10. Refused.
Yeah.
Pointless exercise, he called it.
Yeah. Mine probably be top five. So I'm going to keep
extensive.
It tight. Top five.
Top five rounds?
How about just 12. Do top one?
Let's do top 12. Top one's going to be difficult to nail, Joe. Top one's going to be difficult
Then
to
I
nail.
Look forward to the rest of the top five.
Yeah. Yeah, then you should be, because it's going to be very, very intriguing.
I'd imagine
he's going to give us a top five mock draft.
And how
top
many 12, of those five 12. Does he get right? How many of the top five does he get right? That's really the real question.
I'd say more than you.
Do you guys want to do dueling top five mock drafts?
What do you want to bet?
Yeah, top five
let's
mock drafts.
Let's go. You're talking again. You want to go it?
Like
first
it.
Of all,
second of all,
don't back out. Just say yes.
Like
do
it. No. First, I have to attack him after he attacked me.
All right.
I didn't.
Who attacked who?
I wasn't the one who said to a good friend of the program, Tim Roy, about a mock draft. You did, sir. You did. You played 16 years in the league. I beat you in every single football contest that we've had. Lo versus Dibs, back to back champions. So for you to try to assault me with that is wrong and it's out of line.
Oh, yeah.
Top five mock draft contest.
I washed your feet. You're right.
No, but you paid me $500, Lo.
Top five mock draft contest?
Cash.
Yes, let's do it.
Lo versus Dibs?
Let's do it.
Let's do it
without
let's
a doubt.
Let's steaks? Do it.
Stakes.
You got to wash my feet.
No, we won't do that.
Right? Yeah, we're not going to get to the bottom of this today. We won't stop. We'll come back to this next week. All right, Reza, if you're out there, bet 162. You hit your parlay yesterday. Call us back. We want to bring you on the air. We want you to make a pick for tonight. 888-957-9570. If you know Reza, we need to get him back. Our phones are all wonky. It by accident hung up on him yesterday, and we didn't get to finish the conversation. I don't know why everyone's laughing, but the phone accidentally hung up on him. We'd like to bring him back to make a pick today. He did hit his parlay yesterday. It was awesome.
The old accidental hang-up, which was preceded by, get rid of this guy.
This bootleg technology we've gotten here these days. A couple things. 7 years ago this August, okay? So this August will mark 7 years ago that the Magic traded Dwight Howard to the Los Angeles Lakers. I find this interesting because since then, the Magic are the only team to win a playoff game. The Magic beating the Raptors in game one meant after they traded Dwight Howard to the Lakers, they won a playoff game before the Lakers did.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Someone had that on Twitter last weekend after the game one win, and I thought to myself, my God, when the Magic traded him away, it was basically, all right, we're going to rebuild. The guy's a problem. And the Lakers were like, this is the guy that's going to put us over the top. Seven years later,
wow.
Almost 7 full years later, but 7 full regular seasons later, the Lakers have won 0 wow. playoff games. The Magic have won 1.
That, if you would have put that to us in a trivia question fashion, I would have thought the Lakers won way more playoff games than 0.
If I said like over under 2.5, you'd all have been like, yeah.
Way over, coach. There's no way they haven't won a playoff game in 7 years.
What a drought. My goodness. For a franchise that's been so looked upon as one of the greatest.
Okay. Wow. Now, speaking of the opposite of greatness, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, with a tweet 25 minutes ago. Sources. Raiders coach John Gruden and general manager Mike Mayock sent their scouts home for the weekend, and they are not expected to return by draft time. The belief is they don't know who to trust and wanted to clear the room. So to recap, Gruden and Mayock, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, took all the Raiders scouts and sent them home. Told them, don't come back by the draft, just whatever. They're not sure if they can trust them. They want the room clear.
Wow. If I'm one of those scouts, I pick up the phone and I send out my resume to every other team.
Or you get ready to go 19-0.
Yeah.
Who says no?
The rest of the league, right. The 19 opponents, right. They all say right. No. They say no.
But is that...
That's who says no.
Right.
Kansas City says no twice.
Right.
The LA Chargers say no probably twice. Denver probably says no once. But
right.
Lo, what does that mean, though, if you're...
I think it's just very interesting when you do that, because for one, you've been hired by this organization to do that, and I get that part of it. So if I'm hired, you're supposed to trust people that you hire, and you're a scout. That's what you get paid to do, a scout talent, and do that. I just think that it's kind of a, I don't know how these scouts are really feeling as a man and as a person that works for an organization, and that's what you get paid to do as scout, and all of a sudden you're done, and they tell you, we don't necessarily trust you.
I'm sorry, we got breaking news. I don't mean to cut you off. You got to hit me with the 5 there. Breaking news, Bet 162, got to make a pick. Reza has called in. He hit the parlay yesterday. We got to put him to the front of the line. Reza, welcome back to Joe Lo and Dibs. Sorry about what happened yesterday. The phone system has been really wonky as of late. You got disconnected accidentally. I apologize on behalf of all Intercom employees for that happening. It was completely unacceptable. But you're back. You hit the parlay. How you feeling?
I feel good, man. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Now, we want to have you back. How did you hear? Were you listening to us, or did someone call you up and say that we were demanding?
No, I listen to you guys every day.
Beautiful. Well, we appreciate that. We wanted to bring you back. We wanted to get your pick for today. Yesterday, you said parlay. You went with the Nationals and the under. Both were locks, never in doubt. What are you thinking tonight? It's the Giants and the Pirates, live from Pittsburgh.
What is the line, sir?
Okay, the Pirates are... small underdogs right now. It's Bumgarner versus Lyles. Bumgarner is -110. The Pirates are +102. The over-under is 7.5 runs.
I would take Giants over.
Is it another parlay?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. I told you, no more parlays. No more parlays. We're not doing parlays.
You love
no more parlays.
You
wait, was it our phones again? What happened to Reza? Reza, call back Monday. We're going to be really sorry on Monday.
I hope he hits.
Now, look, I'm going to be completely honest. I had to do that because we did it yesterday and it hit. And we all know how mojo works.
Oh, yeah.
So, Reza, it's nothing personal, but you hit yesterday when the phones went wonky, and the phones had to go wonky there, too. But the parlay is in. Giants and over.
Ooh.
As I said, Giants and over.
Let's go, Reza.
As for me, it's a 2-unit fade. I'm going under. I will be playing under tonight for Bet 162.
You're fading
under.
Reza?
I'm not necessarily fading. I had the pick in advance. He came on and took the over. He'll probably hit, but whatever. I'm going under.
Where do you sit right now? You're down 700 and...
All right, here we go.
Because I know you were down more than a GER yesterday, and it was a 3-unit victory for you, and never in doubt, right? You had Washington given a run and a half. Giants had ducks on the pond. They scored in the ninth. They were one hit away from spoiling Joe's nap, and then... unfortunately for everyone who's going fading ball, the Giants did fall short.
They were, it was 4-1, I want to say, in the eighth, going to the eighth, and I needed to get my beauty rest because I have multiple things I do throughout the course of the day. So I had to get my 1 hour and 12 minute siesta in. went to sleep, figured it'd be okay, woke up to people sending me memes of just guys sweating, and realized that I did hold on. 4-2 was the final. So it was a three-unit wager, risk 300 to win 315. It was a plus money play. First win in four bets. We are now minus 718. We are inside four figures, minus 718. Tonight's wager, like I said, no disrespect to the great Reza, but it's going to be the under. 7.5 runs. It is juiced. It's minus 120. Minus 120 for the privilege, so I'm going to risk 240 to win 200. 240 to win 200, under 7.5 runs, Bumgarner versus Lyles. Now, if Reza hits this parlay, maybe he'll just get my job. I could see something like that happening.
I could see a Joe Lowe and Reza on Monday.
The guy's red hot, but he's got the Giants and the over. So he likes Bumgarner. That's a pretty nice parlay, too. Giants a small favorite, and the over at plus money. It's a nice little parlay right there.
He'll probably get close to 2.5 to 1 true odds then on that that two-teamer.
Oh,
a little two-teamer there for Reza.
People are all upset that I Joe, you banned Reza for life. Check the tape. Yeah, but the ban was lifted. Lifetime bans can be lifted.
And we didn't say whose life. No, it wasn't Reza's life. It was the life of whatever a short-lived creature would be, like a housefly.
Like an ant.
Yeah.
Life of an ant. And the ant died, so guess what? Reza's back in.
Yeah, it was a quick lifetime. Erykah Badu, next lifetime.
He brings him back within 24 hours. Unheard of.
And he got rebanned, and if he hits, then on Monday he'll be unbanned.
No reband. He didn't get rebanned. He just got the phone cut out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going with the old Clay Travis bit now. These phones, I mean, what's going on with these phones?
He literally can't take a call.
Right.
I'm just throwing a guy off the air and blaming something else because, you know, they say you got to be a kinder and gentler. People don't respond well to the attitude. Great, whatever. That's it.
You got to create a safe space for the callers, Coach.
Yeah. Everyone be nice and rub each other on the back. And if someone needs help wiping their cheeks, just help them wipe their cheeks, whether they're babies or not. You know,
just don't pat me on the head. That's all I ask. You know, and if you happen to make $1 million with this latest venture, I'm happy for you. It doesn't mean that I want to hear anything about it.
You patted me on the head. Did I do anything? You came over and patted me on the head, and I did not do anything. I was like,
that was a sign of affection and of admiration. Right. You do it to demean me and remind me of how I'm less than
you. Are you going to make that business transaction this weekend? Is that this weekend?
It's next week, but I'm just going to make some calls, got to talk to some attorneys and get some stuff dialed up.
I'm excited for you.
I will definitely follow through this.
And even though I feel demeaned, I still will take a taste if you want to break it off my way.
I think you're on thin ice with the whole first class thing too. I can't believe he still left that on the table when he found out that was 7K. You have that is such a crazy plus money wager in your favor. It's such a crazy.
It's
7K versus 15 minutes.
See, you say that.
Sorry, we're all out of time. Brian and the Guru are coming up next. We're done. Have a great weekend. See you Monday, 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Durant and the Warriors dominated the Clippers in Game 3.
Launches for three. Got that one. Oh, no, yeah. Kevin Durant's having a whale of a night.
Our Warriors insider, Anthony Slater, joins Papa and Vontae at 2. Don't miss Warriors Insider Monty Poole on the Damon Bruce Show at 4. On the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.